thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where I'm kind of hogging the whole show today. And it all started when a new neighbor built my perfect home, and he didn't even know me. So I've invited him in the studio and talking a little bit about how he went about locating the area he wanted to build in, selecting the architect. If you'd like to see some of the architect's work, you could see that Mike Russ, the organic architect, is what I Googled to find him, and some incredibly beautiful work. He's been here in town a long time.
Yes, he was trained at Taliesin 30-some years ago. He taught at Taliesin, and he's been in the area ever since.
Yeah, quite a while. So we get the you narrow it down to Phoenix. You buy the lot serendipitously. Then you go through a pretty arduous due diligence process to narrow down your architect. And have you started your 11-page criteria at this point?
Yes. I was able to give the architect the 11 pages the day we hired him.
Okay. I hope the listeners are getting – there's a theme here. Planning. I tell people, Jerry, all the time, look, for every hour you spend planning, you're building a remodeling project, that's a month you're not going to spend living miserably trying to get through a horrible project.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, to take it even further, it took us about 9 months to design the house. The architect, the work with the architect and partly the contractor as well, to design the house. It took 8 months to build it.
Yeah. It went really well. It went really, really well. And 9 months, really, for the amount of planning that went into this house, that's a pretty short window. You and Marilyn were committed to getting it done. I mean, to get that done in 9 months is even good.
We had the architect come out. He took pictures of all of our furniture that we wanted to take with us to the new home so that he knew what kind of a house he was going to put around this furniture so that he could knew what was going to go into it. I have an exercise room. I told him the kinds of equipment that are going to go in there, how many pieces they're going to be, so that everything could be designed to fit.
Your wife had some pretty specific design criteria.
Oh, yes. My wife has two grand pianos, and we designed a living room that's really a concert room where she has her large grand. And we can have a small chamber music activity or music sessions there. And then adjacent to that are two double doors that lead into our master bedroom area where she has another grand piano. And we can roll one out to the other. We can have two piano activity or it can be one piano in one room and one
nice.
In the other.
Does the floor nice. Roll or the piano rolls?
The piano rolls.
Even still, a grand piano is not an easy thing to push.
That's right. But this can be done by one person.
Wow. It can.
Yeah.
And all the flooring is hard surface. It's another one of those low maintenance criteria that you had. But let's go back to, okay, the architect is selected. He's got this 11-page criteria of things that are important to you and Miss Marilyn. And now we've got, okay, we got to pick a builder. Again, you're new to Phoenix. You don't know anybody. You got very, very fortunate in finding Mike. He's now guiding you down the way. You and he are working together, putting the skeleton and the sketch diagrams together. And we've got to start talking about who's going to build this thing.
Well, the architect gave me a few names.
Okay.
I went on the internet, looked up a few names. And I just started the interview process. We actually interviewed four different contractors. And I had important criteria. First of all, I wanted the contractor to begin to work with the architect before the design was done.
I wish more owners would insist on that.
Yeah, it was absolutely essential because I didn't want to design something that couldn't be built.
Yeah.
Or could be built only under extreme circumstances. So I wanted him in the process. Not right at the beginning, but after a couple, 3 months down the road, then for the last half of the process, or more than the last half of the process, the contractor could be involved. I didn't bid the process, the job. I didn't go out and say, give me the lowest because I didn't have a finished design.
Right.
But what I did is I offered to make an arrangement with each contractor, which was that I would pay him a certain amount of money to design, to work with the architect to design the house. Then, when the design was done, by that time, Marilyn and I will have picked everything. And we did. We picked every door handle, every bathroom fixture, every light fixture, the paint color, the cabinets.
I've actually had homeowners literally lose their temper with me because I tell them, we are not going to start the demo until we have the detail for the backsplash and all the custom tile figured out and ordered and on hand. I've lost jobs, but you know what? I'm not going to live through the misery of getting halfway through a project and then waiting because some part is on a ship between here and China.
Well, you're absolutely right, Rosa. We picked out every single item. And the arrangement with that I wanted to make with each contractor was, at that point, once it's all picked out, he will then get his subcontractors in line, and he will come to me with a spreadsheet that specifies the cost of each and every item. In broad categories, all the items. And then it will either be within my budget or it won't. If it isn't, he keeps the money I paid him to work with the architect. If it's within my budget, then the amount that I gave him to work with the architect gets credited against the project, and we go forward and build it. But I didn't tell him what my number was.
Okay. It's a process that we call very often value engineering. And it's a process I wish more homeowners would insist their architects would engage in early.
Yeah, I think. So we were picking a contractor based on how we thought we could work with him and whether he was willing to work with that kind of process. Emilio Lacasio at Gemini Development Corporation was absolutely willing. And in addition, he was a high-energy guy. We went through the whole interview process, though, with the various people, which was to look at some of the work they've done, have them take us to one or two of their homes that have been constructed, to interview some of their clients, and to see a project under construction.
Very critical.
We wanted to see if we were going to get a clean job site because one of the things, my wife was even harder on this than I, there's to be no dirt, no debris and rubbish lying around. You're not going to take the stuff that you didn't want to haul out and dig a hole in the backyard and bury it.
Good.
I've had that done to us in the past by contractors. So I didn't want that. And we went to Emilio's job and looked at one of them under construction, and I can tell you, well, you couldn't exactly eat off the ground, but there was no debris.
Yeah.
Everything was in trash containers. Containers are picked up on a regular basis. Everything was clean.
You can tell so much about a contractor, the way he manages his job site. Not far from the home you built, there was another home going up just about a block and a half away, and it was just incredible how you drive by that house and up against the security fencing on the property would be the wrappers for the insulation, just blown up against the thing, pieces of insulation, the piles of concrete forever in the way, people tripping over all this stuff. And it was like night and day. You can tell so much about a man on the way he manages his site. And I could tell just watching your house go up. Again, this is a house that went up close in our neighborhood, and I saw it twice a day. Emilio knew what he was doing, and I had never met him. And he and I had been building in the same neighborhoods for 30 years.
Well, I tell you, I interviewed five of his former, I guess they're still clients of his, but people for whom he has built homes. And every one of them said three things. The house was built under budget, ahead of schedule, and he's a great guy. So with those three in my pocket, I figured you can't really
go wrong.
So he did come to us with a spreadsheet after the design was done, and he had it priced and laid out for us before the city was finished approving the design. So in whatever time it takes Scottsdale to approve the design from the date of submission to approval, he had it priced in less. And I got to see each subcontractor contract, and we knew what the price was and what his uplift was, and it was it came in under my number.
Nice.
And at that point, I said, "Well, Marilyn, now we can make some adjustments. Do we want to change the doors? Do you want to put cherry rather than something else?"
Okay.
And we could go through and make, and Emilio would tell us, well, if you make that change, the cost will go up by this much.
Okay.
And so he went through and made a series of changes. But what's important here is there was no surprise 3/4 of the way through the construction process that the number has now gone way beyond what you originally intended to spend.
Yeah.
We knew it, and it went right down the line to the very end. Everything was laid out. We had no surprises.
Eliminating the surprises, that's another great sign of a great contractor. Yeah. He's thinking, and you, with all your building experience, of course, were probably easier for Emilio to work with than someone that had never built before, because someone who's never built before tends to be kind of compulsive, wants to get the thing started so we can get it done, and then you're navigating a trail that's covered with surprises, and it's hard to maintain the relationship in that environment.
It absolutely is. And I think one of the things when I talk to friends or acquaintances who are constructing, they always say, well, how do I know I'm getting the cheapest price if I don't bid it?
That is a great question. We're going to have to take a short break, and I want to know, how is the cheapest price, what was that on your criteria that you put together? We'll be right back, folks.